I'm installing Windows 8. I'm actually installing it onto a server, but the instructions from a workstation or laptop would be identical. And the first thing that I want to do is boot to my DVD. If you might have to go into the BIOS to configure a few things. I'll have a link on the blog post that this video appears on with detailed instructions on how to do that. But a few things that you'll want to do in BIOS. One is you'll want to go into make sure you can boot from the DVD or the USB stick if that's what you're booting off of. You'll want to if you want to enable Hyper-V or virtualization technology on top of Windows 8, you'll want to enable virtualization technology, which is usually under the configuration, and then processor. You'll also want to enable data execution prevention, which is often under security, under configuration or under security. And then for Windows 8, you also need second level address translation. SLAT SLAT. You'll need that turned on in order to enable Hyper-V, in order to get Hyper-V working on your Windows 8 workstation. And obviously you want to change the boot sequence to allow whatever media that you're booting from to boot before the hard drive. So whether it be your DVD or whatever, make sure that that is allowed to boot. And then it'll probably bring up a screen to ask you to press any key to boot from the CD or DVD. Go ahead and do that. And the first screen that we get to is the where you select your language. In my case, I'm going to accept the defaults for the time, keyboard, and language. So I can just click on Next. And then I'm going to click on Install Now. You do have to have a product key for this. I have downloaded the public evaluation from the Microsoft website. So I'm going to use the public key. You can get this key with the media whenever you download it, and I've created a URL for easy access to that. You can go to http://aka.ms/guru-win8, and that's a shortcut to get you to the download where you can get this pin and also download the media if you need Windows 8. And then I'm going to click Next. Read the licensing agreement, of course, and then accept the license agreement and click Next. And in my case, I want to do a custom install. Now, I have two drives on this particular box. One is 110 meg, the other is 91 gig. I don't actually want to install onto this. This is my bare metal drive, if you will. What I'm going to do is I'm going to create a boot to VHD. So I have some instructions, and I'll have these detailed on my blog post as well, to actually go in and create a VHD to boot from. So the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to press Shift F10 to bring up a command prompt, and I need to figure out what my source drive is and what my destination drive is. So I'm going to check the C drive by just doing directory of C colon. That is the system reserve, so that's probably the 110 megabyte partition. Directory of D colon, that's my actual C drive that I have an operating system already installed on. I have Windows Server 2012 installed on that. So if I go to directory E colon, not ready. Okay, so I do want to do it on the D drive. So I'm going to go to, switch to the D drive, and I'm going to create a folder, make directory MD, and I'm going to call this boot VHD. And then I'm going to change to my boot VHD folder. And I'm going to go ahead and create a VHD file. I need to use a utility called diskpart to do that. D-I-S-K-P-A-R-T. The command to actually create the file is create vdisk file equals, and then the path, in my case it's going to be d:\ boot VHD / and the file name that I want to create. And I'm just going to call this win8x64. .vhd, and I want to tell it what type of disk I want to create. In this case, I want to do it expandable, so type equals expandable, and maximum tells it what size of a drive I want to create. In my case, I'm going to do 30 gig, or about 30 gig, which is 30,000. Okay, and I'm going to press enter on that. It's going ahead and it's going to create that disk. The next thing I want to do is I want to attach that disk. So since I just created the disk, it's already selected, so I can just attach vdisk, and that will actually attach it. I can exit out of disk part now. And if I pop back into my Windows setup, where do you want to install Windows, and I click the refresh button, it should see that new disk that I've just created. And it does see that 29.3 gigabyte disk. I'm going to go ahead and select that. Now I could go to drive options and go ahead and create a new partition if I wanted to partition that, but I just want to select the whole drive, so I'm going to go ahead and click next. I do have a warning message: Windows can't be installed on this drive. You get this, I'm not really sure why, but Windows can in fact be installed on that drive. So I'm going to go ahead and click next and let it go. Now it's going to go ahead and start copying those files. This is going to take a while, could take 15 to 30 minutes depending on the speed of your hardware. So I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording until it gets done toward the end of that copy, and then we'll pick back up then. One other thing I'll mention while the install is running, if you do have a problem with that drive, you might want to check in. If I presume you're doing a dual boot scenario, if you're not, if you're doing a boot to VHD and you already have an operating system installed on the machine, then you might want to go into the disk manager on that machine and check your disk drives. If they are dynamic disks, you will not be able to use boot to VHD on that drive. So it does require you to have basic disks. If you need to switch back to basic disks from dynamic, you can do that, kind of, but it does require you to back up the machine, recreate the partition, restore the machine back on the new basic disk. So there's not a simple way to do that, or not a supported simple way to do that. If you scour the internet, and if you're brave, you might find other shortcut ways to do it, but the supported method is to back up and restore onto a basic disk. Once the setup gets to the point where it's ready to reboot, you can actually remove the DVD from the drive and have it boot to the hard drive. Okay, we have rebooted, and I've went ahead and removed the drive from the DVD player, or USB if you're installing from USB, and letting it boot from the hard drive. Okay, we have restarted for the second time, and now finishing the installation. The default whenever you're doing the dual boot is to load the operating system that was most recently created. So in this case, it's default booting to Windows 8. And I'm going to go ahead and give this PC a name, and I'm just going to call this Win8x64 test. And I'm going to go ahead and use the express settings. It's fine. I'm going to go ahead and use a live ID to sign in. So I'm going to go ahead and give it a username and my password for the machine. And I now have the desktop.